The Last of the Mohicans, Episode 5, Prisoners. Magua has returned to the camp and hears that the Hurons have taken a prisoner. He goes to the tent where the captive is being kept and finds that it is his arch-enemy, Uncas.
So it is you, Uncas.
Have you come to pick my bones, Magua? You come too soon, Uncas lives.
But not for long. When the Hurons know you send their brothers to their deaths, you will die.
The dead Hurons cannot be brought back to life. The waters of the river wash their bones. All the Huron men are squaws. Their women are ours. Go, call your Huron dogs.
Do you wish to die tonight?
No, not tonight. Tonight I reached the painted post. Tonight I live. That is the Indian law.
But you will die tomorrow, Mohican. Tonight the Hurons think you are of Huron blood. Tomorrow I will tell them what you did to their brothers.
I smell the blood of a coward. Ugh. I smell the blood of a man who marks upon his back. Coward.
Tomorrow you will tremble and cry out for your mother.
I shall not cry out. Whatever they do to me, I shall not cry out.
Then sleep well. We will see if Uncas can sleep at night when in the morning he is to die.
Magua holds his head high when his enemy's feet and hands are tied. Go, Magua, go!
Shh! Uncas, Uncas!
Who comes?
It is David, the singer. Has Magua gone?
Has the singer come to sing a last song to Uncas before he dies?
I have brought news. I will come inside your tent. It seems safer now.
Do you still walk free among the Hurons, singer?
I do. They think that I am mad. This serves me well because I can come and go at will.
What is the news you bring, singer?
The major and the fair-haired one are safe. They are on their way to the Delaware camp where Cora is.
The Delawares will not give the dark-haired one to them. She was taken to them by Magua for safekeeping. They cannot give her up to anyone but Magua.
They do not know of this, but Uncas, your life is in great danger.
If I must die, I will die like a brave warrior.
Listen to the news I bring. Hawkeye is close at hand inside the camp.
Hawkeye inside the camp? The Hurons hate this man. He must go.
Listen! Can you hear the laughter outside the tents? The women and the children are following the bear man here.
Who is the bear man?
He is the village trickster of the Hurons. He dresses himself in bearskin to make the children laugh.
Why does he come here? I want no children's game.
This is no game, Uncas. Hawkeye surprised the village trickster. He tied him up and left him in his tent. Now Hawkeye is inside the bearskin. He's coming to you. Listen.
Singer, where are you?
Here. Shh. This is the tent where the prisoner lies, but the women and children are still within earshot.
Tell them that the bear man will blow upon the prisoner and take away his courage.
Shh. That I will do. Listen, all of you. The bear man will blow upon the prisoner in the tent and take away his courage.
Good. Speak again, David.
The bear man bids you all go back. His breath is strong, and if it reaches you, your courage will be taken away too.
Good. That is good. They're all moving back.
Go back, all of you. I will stay with the bear man. If his breath should fall upon me, it will do no harm, for I have no courage.
Good. They're out of earshot. Now to Uncas.
Hawkeye, you should not come.
I will cut your bonds. There is little time to...
Shh! A Huron comes.
It is the foot of Magua. I know his walk.
Lie down, as if your bonds were still tied.
What are you doing here, bear man? Your place is with the women and children. Go and play games with them.
He is doing no harm. He came to breathe upon the prisoner and take away his courage.
This is no place for games. Ah!
I've got you. Uncas, I've him held. His arms are pinned. Quickly, tie up his feet.
Hawkeye. It is Hawkeye.
I have his weapons.
Good, but he cannot use them with his hands, and his body is trussed up like a slaughtered deer.
Now I have stuffed his mouth.
We will leave him in this inner tent and move to the outer one. We have little time.
Look outside. There are 6 Hurons standing near the tent. They carry knives and axes.
I dare not use my gun.
How can we get past them?
I am a Delaware. I am the son of the tortoise. I can run fast as I showed last night when I ran to the painted pole. The Hurons run like snails.
And so do I.
My gifts are in my hands and eye, not in my legs. I can brain a Huron as well as any man. But when it comes to speed of foot, well, the Huron dogs will catch me.
But Uncas can go. Go, Uncas. Why do you wait?
Uncas will stay.
For what?
To fight with my brothers. I will not go out, Hawkeye.
I thought you would speak thus. You are a true Mohican. A Huron dog would have left the singer and myself.
Is there no way for the two of you to go? I'm sure that I will not be harmed.
I have an idea. Let us all exchange your clothing. Uncas, you're the most at risk, so you must take the bear's head and the skin. David, here are my hunting clothes. Put them on and give me yours. By this trick, Uncas and I may be able to walk through the camp disguised as the bearman and the singer.
And I'll stay here.
David, you're afraid? You'll be in grave danger when the Hurons come and find Magua tied up.
I have faith in God. Here, take my Bible and my book of Psalms.
Then take my hand in friendship, your brave comrade.
And take mine.
Come, Uncas, act part of the bear man, and I will try to sing the song of palms.
Hurons move towards us.
Remember, Uncas, you are a growling bear. So far, so good. If a Huron comes near you, growl.
Hawkeye and Uncas walk to freedom, but what terrible revenge will Magua seek when he is freed? Tune in to the next episode of The Last of the Mohicans.